I want you to make sure you stay open. And I'll tell you what, the reason it's so difficult to be open is when we believe something and created a sense of certainty about something, that's in our physiology. But let me tell you the good news. You can begin right now to change this whole process. So let's return to the positive side of certainty. I've been beating you up on the negative side. Let's finally get back on the upswing. The bottom line is, if you're going to err on the side of certainty of what you're capable of, err on the side of certainty of what's possible, err on the side of certainty that gives you the ability to take action and try something new, something that causes you to use your personal power to reach out and attempt. Because by doing that, the only way we know what we're really capable of is by pushing ourselves out there. The only way you know how far you can go is to go a little too far, maybe, to push yourself out there and discover. Now, you got to be smart, you got to be balanced, but certainty can give you the power to reach things you hadn't reached before. You've got to break outside the patterns of your past, because otherwise your future will be the same as your past. And unless we change the quality of our thinking, we won't change the quality of our lives. I'll tell you now my final example of certainty and its true power. I was conducting a program in Hawaii, one of my certification programs, and part of the process of that seminar is a pamper pole experience, very much like you see in corporate America, where people climb to the top of these poles as part of a team-building experience, and of course, they're harnessed, and they jump out to reach a trapeze, and it's a very challenging event. And of course, everyone is screened before to make sure that they're physically vital, they don't have any heart problems or any physical challenges that wouldn't allow them to be able to participate. Person's supposed to bring doctor slips, and they're supposed to let us know if there's any challenge, make sure their doctor has cleared them. And we investigate that fairly clearly. We ask everybody, and we keep little forms on everyone. Well, this particular unique day, a gentleman decided that he was going to push himself. He didn't tell us he'd had a heart challenge. He climbed to the top of this pole and made it to the top of the pole fine, jumped out to catch the trapeze, and then at some point while he was still hanging up there, had a heart attack. And when they brought him down, he was completely out. Fortunately, like any program we do, we always have professionals on hand. And immediately the professionals came and began to give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to check out what was going on. And I was up in the seminar room and I heard what happened. And I immediately sprinted down to the facility and I came down and there was this man lying on his back, turning another color. And everyone there was saying he was dying or was dead. And the gentleman who was working to save his life, the paramedic who was on site, not a paramedic from the hospital or in an ambulance, was pounding on his chest, giving him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And the shock device that you see, that I'm sure you've seen used on someone who's had a heart attack, is called a defibrillator. And the doctor on site was not listening to his pager, and he had locked his office, and so it wasn't available. So we called immediately in an ambulance. Unfortunately, on this particular island of Hawaii, we were waiting 20 minutes and still there wasn't an ambulance there. And several doctors were on site, emergency technicians who were in the programs, as well as those we'd hired to be on site. And by the time the ambulance came and they began to shock this man, he was, on the little recording, he was flatlining. Everybody around him was totally silent and they said he was dead, that he was gone. And you can imagine the intensity of emotion.